Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Good thing we don't rely on Ben's memory to do the whole show, but he's trying to remember something. Okay, the Snyder County Government Building is in what former building? It's a manufacturer-type office building. The Snyder County Government Center is in what former building? You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236, or you can call the toll-free line. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. It's sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy at Mifflinburg. Again, you can email us throughout the show for any topic at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. And On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915. You can get all the details about them at sunburymotors.com. I am so glad to say that Ben Reichle is with us, Republican committee person, Snyder County resident. He's the owner of LB Water over in Sealands Grove, along with 200 some of his best friends. And let's see, what else can I say about him? He's a father of a teenager, right? Your daughter's driving age?
Permit.
Okay. Well, that's far enough. Exceedingly good athlete, too. So we know all that's important news to him and to us. So that's Ben. Mr. Rob Center's our fabulous producer. We have two guests in the studio. We'll first meet Karen Cotter is here from the Bloomsburg area. And she's going to tell us a little bit about the Better Angels program, a workshop that has to do with, I don't know, maybe doing some active listening around here instead of just active arguing. So she's going to talk about that. Welcome back, Karen. Welcome aboard, Karen.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. And Karen Ward is your colleague here. She is from the Bloomsburg area as well. She's with the Better Angels program. Now, one of you is blue and one of you is red. I think blue, red, Republican, Democrat kind of thing. Which are you, Karen Ward?
I am a red.
A red, okay. You wore a red sweater. Thank you for the clue. Perfect. Thank you. That's helpful. All right. Yeah, Karen Ward. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I do appreciate that. All right. We're going to find out about the Better Angels program, and we really...
So does that mean you're blue?
Okay.
I didn't want to equal time.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
So where's the white? Red, white, and blue?
In the middle, the Independence.
Okay.
I don't know. All right, the Central Susquehanna Valley Mediation Center. We're going to thank them for making sure that we got to meet the Karens today and thank them for holding a workshop that's coming up. So let's start at the beginning. Who wants to tell us what is Better Angel? They're pointing to each other, literally pointing to each other's. Well, then we're going to assign Karen Ward. Define the Better Angels program, and then we'll get Karen Cotter to elaborate on that, please.
Well, Better Angels is a program that Karen Cotter got me interested in the summertime, and it's they try to go pretty much 50-50 on red and blue, and they just try to find common ground, have us talk respectfully, have us listen, and that's pretty much it. Just know that we are not as divisive. We're all human beings, and just work from there.
All right. So Better Angels is a series of conversations that happens?
Correct. The Better Angels organization has a number of options that folks can get involved with them. You can do a red-blue workshop, which is what is going to happen at the Mediation Center on February 23rd. You could do a skills workshop where folks practice role-playing from learning how to speak to the other side. You can also, they're also starting debates, which are going to be very, very interesting here in 2019, where a couple of folks from each side will give a 3 to 4 minute talk talk on an issue and then be moderated by a Better Angels moderator.
All right. And Karen Ward, why would we want to do this? What would lead us to want to suddenly listen and get along better?
Well, as anybody that is out there knows, we are totally divided in politics in this country, and it just seems to be getting worse by pretty much by the day. And this is an opportunity to relate to our fellow citizens and have a constructive conversation. We do have a problem getting Reds to participate because Reds seem to be more likely to not want to argue, which Better Angels has the structure of their programs to the point where there is no room for arguing. So there's no one that needs to be fearful of coming to a Better Angels workshop because we have the structure, the moderators, the organizers, all participating together to have just conversation and listening and no arguing.
And you kind of get everybody's going to kind of learn from it. Well, some Reds may say, well, I know I feel strongly about what I feel strongly about. I know what I believe, and I know why I believe it, but I don't have all the information and the facts to back it up. But I know that I'm right. I know that, you know, for example, I couldn't argue for days on end about my feelings about pro-life, but I know that that's right. And I know, you know, even though I don't have all the facts, I don't know how many abortions there were and that sort of thing. Do you find that that might be part of it? Just people feel in their gut what they feel strongly about. They may not have sort of the facts to back it up.
Well, and that's distinctly possible, but the Better Angels does not force anybody to change their mind or their position, but just believe that we can still respectfully talk and listen to each other. And why not learn something new or different? We're all interested in the betterment of our country, and even though we have different thoughts of how to attain that, we're still out there as human beings, and that's what Karen and I have discovered over the summer when we first met, and she said that she was a liberal and I was a conservative, and we just have been working through with the Better Angels and working through communicating with each other, finding out that we have so many things in common that it's almost uncanny, including our names. So it's just a really encouraging experience to be able to talk with your fellow citizens and have that experience of finding common ground.
Well, and Karen Cotter, why would you want to do all this listening? Why do this? You know why you feel strongly about your more liberal viewpoints.
Well, I think the problem that I see is that there's we have become so polarized, and that's a word that the Better Angels organization talks a lot about. This is a citizens' movement to depolarize America. What has kind of happened is that two views have emerged that are driving people apart into factions, the factions being liberals and conservatives. And because folks have become so polarized over these issues, they're not able to listen to one another as they probably should be able to. And that communication gap is what's happening is folks are starting to vilify one another more and more. And when that happens, it's dangerous. It's dangerous for our society, I think.
So we should all get along, sort of like if sort of a national town hall is how things should be discussed, less so, you know, I mean, I just leave it up to MSNBC to have their sort of version of the facts and Fox News to have their version of the facts. And, you know, because the other side's not listening, they can't really use long explanations. They have to use like sort of short talking points like Democrats favor open borders or Republicans are, you know, just don't listen or something. I can't think of anything that they would actually say, but we have to summarize it. We have to keep the division going just to have a conversation. Is that what you're trying to stop, this idea that you can't get into any deep listening because we're too busy with these talking points?
Right. That is exactly it. That folks, there's sort of a mediation center term, there's sort of a crisis in the interaction between people right now. They feel so defined by their identity as a liberal or a conservative, that they are having a hard time, and they're defining the other person primarily in that way, as a liberal or a conservative or in some other sort of more smaller way, depending upon the group that, they're in, that they are unable to see the fact that the other person is an American also. So that part of the larger identity as an American is getting lost as we are driven apart into the...
Ben says that every week when I give out as many introductions as is, read half of his resume. He said, "Oh, I'm an American first." That's the hat you like to wear.
Well, you know, it's sort of interesting when you look at the history of the country, and how it was formed and how it emerged. But you do see the identity politics coming in very, you know, very often anymore, and it seems to be on some of the more progressive liberal sides. If somebody has a question about race, all of a sudden, no, you can't question that. You're a racist. If somebody wants to say, you know, I think the American flag means something to this country. I think it means something to people. And somebody else says, well, we have the right to burn it. Okay, you might have the right to burn it, but is that the right thing to do? And so when people say that all groups or all sides are pro-American and want to make America better, then all of a sudden, hold it, let's look at some historic points on it. And if some groups are trying to make America better, whew, it seems to be a strange formula, meaning that if you feel that trashing your standard, you know, your flag, your anthem, because you can, is a good way to start making America better, or any country better, you know, you'd have to question what's your motives. At least I would say, you know, that would throw something up. You know, it's people coming to America at the southern border. Okay, well, why are you waving the Honduran flag? If you want to come to America, wouldn't you have an American flag? You know, wouldn't you be doing things? So, again, when some of these groups who say they want to make America better, I would question what's their formula.
I think sometimes in the, like, when you get into the media, either social media and the television, which of course you can't interact with the TV, they're just putting out the talking points. I think that's a real incentive to divide our country as well. And when we have a workshop, we had 7 reds and 7 blues at our workshop. And the people came with, you know, a hope to be able to talk, and yet everybody had their own set of thoughts and values and their own, I would guess, talking points. And by the end of the 2.5-hour workshop, we had people that, you know, we got 30 seconds each to say something about the experience, and we had people that were in tears, couldn't believe that somebody from the other side understood them or were willing to listen to them. And that's, I believe, you know, the crux of the thing is to have face-to-face contact with people and see that they are another human being. They're not somebody that you can click a like or a dislike or whatever on social media, or somebody from the television telling you what you need to believe without investigating it for yourself.
All right, so this is a Better Angels workshop that's coming up in our area. Central Susquehanna Valley Mediation Center will be the location. That's at the Snyder County Government Center, which is on Bridge Street, just outside Sealands Grove, at some former manufacturing site. We still don't have the answer
right
to
next to the Wise Markets, and half of it is the DHL Fire Company,
right. So that's the location. It's coming up on February
23rd.
All right, fantastic. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come Quebec. If you have any questions for our guests, call us. The Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. Throughout our program, you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Mark Lawrence here, Ben Reichle. Normally we'd be having an argument, but we've set that aside for the moment.
Start with a discussion.
Right, that's it.
And the ladies are trying to fill me in on when does a discussion turn into an argument.
Well, we'll find out in about 20 minutes.
Is it volume of words?
Yeah, you have to yell. That's what does it.
Yeah. We live in an argument kind of culture here. Mm-hmm. Whether you're talking about academics or the legal profession, you always have to make your argument. So that is something that is unique to American society. However, we're taking it a little too far lately.
So the forensics class that you hope most high schools have and students would take would be a pretty valuable foundation, not only all your reading, writing, and arithmetic, but to come out of college or come out of high school being able to debate in a proper manner.
Yes.
would be a pretty positive
sure
skill right, to have.
We are talking about the Better Angels organization, which is a national organization. Am I right?
Okay. It is.
And they are going to have a local workshop sponsored by the Central Susquehanna Valley Mediation Center, 713 Bridge Street, Sealands Grove. It's the Snyder County Government Building. Light refreshments will be served from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., so a three-hour workshop. You think you can squeeze that in, Ben? If you and I go, maybe we will argue less and discuss more.
Well, I think we're going to get you and I. We'll get Joe. We'll invite Than, and then we got to have some callers, Dan, Chris, Cindy, who else can you think of? I think we should take the whole On the Mark contingent.
Right, Harry and
yeah,
everybody with strong opinions, including Lance, who has called in this morning.
Oh, Lance, yeah, Lance should be there.
Good morning, Lance, you're On the Mark.
Yeah, I can hardly wait for this, for the meeting and everything. Why? Anyway, the thing that really gets everybody in trouble is, Solowinski said it and wrote it, and many other people also, that it isn't the truth that seems to be important. It's what people believe to be true. And if we can actually look at the unvarnished truth on every side, why, it'll really help on both people. I know I've changed my mind on several things when I found out what's really true.
Is somehow finding the truth important in this, Karen Ward?
I would say that the things that the media put out, they need to be fact-checked for sure. And yet I don't think that Better Angels is in the position to try to change anybody's mind. So there can be a statement of truth, and two people from opposite sides can see it in a different way.
Well, and what if you have a political leader, whether it's Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or President Trump, who they say things, exaggerate things, or say things that aren't true? That hurts this whole effort, right, if they're saying things that aren't true?
Well, it would, but I think that that's where the citizens of this country need to maybe step up and do something to encourage each other to be more reasonable. The people that are running our country, they're supposed to be working for us, not being out there taking things into their own hands. And that's pretty much what I think is going on right now.
I heard Shepard Smith yesterday on Fox after the two negative votes in the Senate saying, well, fortunately, they have a three-day weekend because they've accomplished so much, and now they get to go home. Although, I guess, did Chuck Schumer meet with somebody afterward? They had a little sort of a negotiating session afterwards.
So. They had tea.
Tea, okay. Well, good. Yeah, that'd be right about the right time. All right, thank you. Lance, anything else to add?
Well, yeah, there was a very meaningful meeting yesterday with the administration and a group of Hispanic leaders. And I heard the one Hispanic person, boy, he sounded really, really upbeat.
Well, no, there's a lot more positives behind the scenes. But, you know, when you look at negotiations, how negotiations start, usually there's what are your wants, but what are your needs? What do you have to have? Then you start to look around. But, this is chaotic. And the immigration system is just... it just doesn't work for the country who we are. And when people go and try to make changes or adjustments to it, you sort of see where it is. But I'll say this, when Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, I will give you $1, and 5 years ago these folks voted for barriers, walls, et cetera, et cetera, it seems to me 99.9999% of a political play, and we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Well, you know, the reason why our president wouldn't talk at all the other day, you know, they just sit down and then got up, was the question he asked Pelosi was, if I gave you everything you want, would you sign off on the wall? And she said no.
Yes. Yeah, so where are the negotiations? And we have a group who's looking to negotiate, and you have then Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, saying, no, it's my turn. It's on my terms. Well, okay, this is where we're at.
All right. Well, tell you what, though, this really sounds like a very positive endeavor those ladies are engaged in, and I really look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much, Lance. Thanks for calling in. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let's reiterate what's going to happen. We'll sort of, Karen Ward, walk us through what happens when the Better Angels Workshop takes place February 23rd, 11 to 2, at the Snyder County Government Center.
Well, we do need to have people pre-register, and we have to have them reassure us that they're going to listen respectfully and speak respectfully to the other side. The Better Angels has everything down to a science, so there's really nothing left to the imagination as far as Karen and I organizing and us getting moderators. And we'll have the two moderators that are coming from within Pennsylvania. And we'll be there as well. And the process starts there. People are afraid that there's going to be debates and arguing, but there isn't. There's a stereotype exercise where the reds and blues are separated, and they go about checking the stereotypes that they believe to be false that are lodged against them. And believe it or not, we can always find some kernel of truth in those stereotypes. So that's a big part of the discussion within each group and separately. And then we have a fishbowl exercise too, where one color sits in the middle circle with the other color sitting on the outer circle, and there are questions asked that the inner circle will answer, where the outer circle will be able to hear the answers, but there's no interaction between the two groups, and then they switch positions. So after the fishbowl exercise, there's just a question exercise, and then later on a contribution exercise where, you know, people have, you know, forms to fill out and evaluation type thing.
How many of these have you taken part in?
This will be our second one that we have organized, but we are also currently planning to go to Brockport, SUNY Brockport, and do a skills workshop at a college there later in February as well.
All right, so we're talking about Susquehanna Valley Mediation Center holding this at 713 Bridge Street at their facilities. Karen Ward from the Bloomsburg area and Karen Cotter. Karen Ward representing the red viewpoints and Karen Cotter, the blue viewpoints. They're having a blue-red workshop coming up February 23rd in Snyder County, 11 to 2. Light refreshments will be served. Do pre-register. What we've just done on Facebook is, on WKOK's Facebook page, we shared the Susquehanna Valley Mediation Center's announcement of this event, and you can also email Karen Ward at K and then AND, and then her husband's initials, JW, at epics.net. So that's KANDJW at epics.net. An additional brief comment, please. Karen Cotter, anything else to add to our discussion?
Well, let's see. There's so much that I could say, but I think the bottom line that I wanted to point out was the key here is understanding and listening. That is, everyone wants everything that's going on in the country. And so I think Better Angels can provide a place for your voice to be heard and for you to be able to talk about things and listen to others in a way that perhaps you hadn't before.
Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for your volunteers and thanks for doing this. And thank you for coming in, Karen Ward.
Thank you.
And Karen Cotter, thank you.
Thank you.
And the Better Angels Workshop coming up February 23rd. And just share the information on our Facebook page. You can email KANDJW at epics, E-P-I-X, .net. This is WDKOK Sunbury. We'll be back with open phones and discussion coming up.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Joe McGranahan has the day off, so that brings in Ben Reichle. So we appreciate him coming in, local business person, but he's an American first. He doesn't have his MAGA hat on. Do you actually own a MAGA hat? We had a big conversation about today.
No, I don't. I don't think I do own it. I do have bumper stickers from most of the campaigns the last 20-some years.
Oh, no kidding. Good for you. So you're collecting all this good stuff.
Yeah, not the MAGA hat.
Okay. Well, that's probably just as good. It didn't evoke a positive...
The MAGA flag and the MAGA golf shirt and the visor.
You got everything else, though. Pardon me. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. You can use that to call us now. 1-800-795-9565 if you want to comment about the Better Angels topic. The MAGA discussion we had earlier this week because the event involving Covington Catholic School talking to or listening to and stoically having enjoying a calm standoff with some Native Americans. The March for Life came up and abortion popped up again. So those are the topics in a nutshell that we covered. Of course, the shutdown, now we're farther into another paycheck going to be missed by individuals. Although one government leader yesterday said it's quite simple what you do. You just borrow money to get through this period of time. So that should help those hundreds of thousands of people.
Is that those payday loan companies?
I guess that's what you go to, or a conventional bank.
You 80% interest?
Well, that's not ideal. But the United Way is familiar with low-interest loans that are available to federal workers. The trouble is people allow their... You know, you and I should have this discussion, that people allow their expenditures to rise to meet every available dollar plus.
Well, wants and needs.
Right.
I mean, it's the classic, you know, the people who want things... I've dealt with this with a young teenage daughter. What are your wants? Now, what are your means, and do you need?
Well, she needs a Mustang, right?
Convertible.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All the
better. Well, I think all her friends want Sunbury Motors Mustangs. They want them to probably be a little bit different colors.
Some convertible and some not.
Wants and needs, and I think that's interesting in our country that do people live among their means thinking that they really need this. And, right. you know, look at this. Talk to somebody who's moved. Talk to somebody who's cleaned out a parent's house where they, maybe
what do
they,
you need?
They went to a rehab center, they went to assisted living, or they you know, they downsized. And some of the stories are interesting. I don't think it's just our area, but I hear these stories all over. And look at a industry that has grown immensely is these storage sheds. You know, you have commercial, and you have people with their garages, and then you also have people with their own storage sheds in their yards. But just look at the storage shed industry going from what you see, you know, along the road where you can go rent them and go into that, then what you see in people's garages and their houses. Do we have more things than we really need?
I did some cleanup in my garage last year, but I was to the point where you open the door, it was a flat line of material that was stacked in such a way that the door could open and close. But boy, one false move and the door wouldn't even open. Then I had a problem. But yeah. So okay. So that is what we talked about this week. Not so much our storage needs, but the fact that wants and needs. We hear a lot of folks that do not have what Dave Ramsey always suggests is 6 months of expenses in the savings account so that you can have your emergency fund. So a lot of folks do not have that. And really, you know, to be fair, it's very difficult to do that in today's day and age. So those are our topics today. 1-800-795-9565, the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Always sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Our Hometown Pharmacies offer personalized service on a first-name basis, and they are where you are. The Shade Mountain Pharmacies out on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. Well, somebody could argue it's in the middle of nowhere, but guess what? It's right in the middle of nowhere, and so that works out nicely. So it's a convenient drive to everybody. Just drive all the way around the back of that medical building. They got lots of free parking there. They plowed it down to bare pavement a long time ago, and it is in just a super place to visit. Walnut Street in Mifflinburg's right in the downtown. Lots of folks say they walk to Trutz Pharmacy, and I highly recommend you do precisely that. Duke Street in Northumberland is where a lot of people cross Duke Street very carefully to get to the new Norrie Pharmacy, and that's where you get to meet Steve and talk to him. Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville. Boy, you can conduct all your business in the downtown. Go up and eat at BJ's. You can go to the Danville Pharmacy, stop at the police station, and let them know you think those and other first responders up there are doing a fantastic job. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. That's the Market Street Plaza in Bloomsburg that's been there for better part of three decades, and they are centrally located. And 2nd Street in Lewisburg, a fabulous place to visit. The Lewisburg Pharmacy is there. So we thank the Hometown Pharmacies for sponsoring our toll-free line, which is open, 1-800-795-9565. You can do as two individuals have done, and that's email us at onthemarket@wkok.com, and you can do as I think one or two individuals have done and text us at 70236. Now, I do have some brief news headlines here in a moment, but Dale is patiently waiting, so we'll do Dale, and then we'll do our due diligence, and then we'll move on. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I was trying to jump on what the lady was talking about. I mean, everybody lives in different realities, and there's a lot of people who make a profit off it. You know, George Soros, Roger Ayers, Fox News, CNN, they stoke flames. They don't try to calm the waters or anything. So basically, just best thing goes just ignore them. So, but I'm talking about the people, the government, federal workers. I mean, this is a great opportunity to privatize all these half of the jobs here because they're guaranteed cost of living raise. Okay, and then we're all there now to help them and support them. Are they going to be there to help us and support us? I never see them there for us. So, you know, I mean, I feel for some people. I understand that they're living. But, I mean, ain't it a great opportunity to privatize half of these jobs? I mean, we did have them privatized, what, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? I'm just asking you guys, don't you think it should be privatized?
Well, I think if you look at the TSA, you look at, I believe, San Francisco. I'm trying to think of the other major airport that has private companies running their security. And if you look at the efficiencies they have, But remember, the more government workers, the more votes for certain parties. So
I know
that's
that.
A big
I
deal.
Know that. But it's just you know, Trump made a deal with corporations. He moved them back here, gave them the tax break. Okay, I don't know what the people want. Okay, I mean, I don't know. I don't even think it's the Democrats. I think it's both parties, but. Do they want them people to pack up these corporations and move out again? Because, I mean, the deal was they're going to come back here, we're going to give them a tax break, and they're going to create jobs. But it seems like people don't understand the deal he made. Okay, we're going to secure our border and make sure ain't nobody going to, you know,
well, I think one of the border things, you have to look at the history. And you look at the history of immigration, and it seems like the progressive on the left side wants to do the Ellis Island, and, you know, your ancestors came here, and, you know, they put out that narrative. Okay, man, that's not totally incorrect. I mean, that's the way it was. But if you look at immigration in the United States, and you look at 1923-24 to basically 1964, there was very limited, if any, immigration, because that was the assimilation time. And then Ted Kennedy, they threw Ted Kennedy a bone and made him pulled out his immigration.
Yep.
And, you know, that's when it starts again. So, you know,
yeah,
not to
right.
say there wasn't illegal immigration, but if people look back at history, so, you know, that went through how many Democrats and how many Republicans from 1924 to 1964. So that was the assimilation. You became America. You know, you're an American. You know, you came to this country, you could keep your culture, but, you know, you became an American, and you added to American culture. So since then, it has just been all over the place.
Yeah,
as far
I'd
policies.
Say, you know, Pelosi right now could put someone in from Venezuela who ran away from the socialists and put them up and let them talk about how it is. Because right now, she's dragging us the same way Venezuela's going. We're dividing. And she, I don't know if that's a principle she's standing on, but I know George Soros has a lot to do with this because he he stirs the waters up. But Venezuela, who thinks Venezuela is good right now? I mean, does the Democrats and liberals think that Venezuela is a stable country? Is that the way they want to live? Like,
well,
how skyrocketing prices and the government is there to support you 1,000%? Because that's the way we're heading.
Well, right. Hollywood was running down there left and right.
We got another caller. I'll give you the last word real quick, Dale. Go right ahead.
I just think that, you know, people live in different realities, but we all need to step back and take a look at the situation because big corporations showing us what Venezuela is going through.
All right, we got you.
I think we should secure the borders.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call, Dale. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We're going to take our caller here in a moment. Then we'll take a quick break, and then we'll have our news headlines. And we'll continue with open phones here on WDKOK. Dylan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, hi. I was at the workshop in Bloomsburg that Karen Cotter and Karen Ward organized in October, and I just want to say it was a fantastic experience. I was raised in a very liberal family, but I have moved more towards the middle. I, you know, consider myself an independent, maybe still a little liberal leaning, but I'm really interested in this organization and am a member of it myself, and I'm wondering what your thoughts as hosts about getting more conservatives to the table, quite honestly, and what might be some of the some of the fears or the maybe reasons they might not want to participate in an effort like Better Angels. I'm just curious of your thoughts.
Why wouldn't a Republican want to participate? Is that what you're asking?
Conservatives?
Yeah, why wouldn't a conservative or a Republican, why wouldn't they? What might make them pause?
Because they're not wrong. why learn more or argue or be put on the
right.
spot when you're right? Why even bother? Ben?
No,
I doubt that. Yeah. I think what we've seen in this country, remember 15, 20 years ago, if you said media bias, people looked at you like the identity politics that the left plays not 100% of the time, but 90% of the time. And, you know, some of the Republicans do. Remember, the Democrats and the progressives and the liberals play to win. The Republicans bumble and fumble around, and when they get leadership, Newt Gingrich's head gets so big he can't get off the back of the plane. So again, but Democrats, if they're not in power, every breath they are taking is trying to get back into power. You know, that's what it seems to be. On the Republican side, they're happy to get invited to the cocktail party. Now, the frustration that happened over the years, and let's go to immigration, was in 86 when Reagan signs the amnesty bill. They never came through and did the border walls and got the security. So now we're back in the same deal again. So when you look at the history of conservative and liberalism, you see where the liberals had such a great advantage being this. They transformed the schools to their credit. They transformed the media to their credit. Then about in the 90s, I believe, 92, 93, maybe a little bit earlier, all of a sudden this little thing came up called talk radio. And it was far more conservative than it was liberal. And all of a sudden, the Democrats come back and say, hold it, we have to have a fairness doctrine. But in the world of reality, being capitalism, the world of business, the liberal side of talk radio didn't do very well. But when you say, why won't Republicans do it? I don't agree with Mark what he's saying, because they don't want to learn or anything. But it seems interesting that progressives and some people, too, are so tolerable. These are the people that want to hug you, help you, do everything. And then all of a sudden, if you question something, they become very intolerable of your views. So the tolerance levels are all over the place. So, you know, like I said, it's interesting that
I think one thing we found in the workshop, we stopped talking about each other we used the labels red and blue or conservative and liberal, mm-hmm. just to make it easy to know what each side was on, but we found there were more differences between each other within groups. Obviously there was more difference across groups, but people were surprised to find we had libertarians, we had far left progressives, we had moderates, and so it was really seeing each other as human beings. That's what this is about. It's about us as people, and not so much as you know, it's about doing it as the American people, and I think that just as our neighbors, you know, getting
well, Dylan,
to know our neighbors,
I would say this. Yeah. When we get snow, I have a snow blower, and it's an old one. It has tracks on it. It's like a Sherman tank. So, you know, I could snow blow my sidewalk. But I got neighbors to the left and the right of me. So usually if I go out, I just go down and, you know, take out the snow, and, you know, it works for people. It's no big deal. I don't expect any return. It's a little bit of extra work. But I never questioned if somebody was a liberal or conservative on that. If somebody's
beautiful.
Broken down along the road and they need help, you pull over and you help them. But, you know, I don't care if they'd have a Obama sticker on their bumper or not, you know, if somebody needs help. But when I say that, how reciprocal is this? Coming back from red to blue, blue to red. And, you know, when you see the identity politics played by the blues quite a bit, it becomes very interesting to see, you know, where's the tolerance or the intolerability or
right.
you know, whichever term you want to use.
And
so,
that's why maybe it's important. Maybe it, you know, it is important for, I think, conservatives and Republicans to come to the table on these things to, again, you know, if you accuse liberals of not seeing them as human beings, then they got to come to the table.
I've never considered that a part of it. But, you know, when Ed Rendell made the comments about Lynn Swann, Ed Rendell's running for governor, and he says, you know, it's not that Lynn Swann doesn't have any ideals, he just doesn't have any good ideals. Well, is that, does that add to the civility of politics? Now, that's pretty minor when you think of some other things. But if you follow the history of the two parties, And you see where the Democrats, like I said, and I hate to say it, but the Democrats, there's some initiatives they've taken over have been going on for 30 and 40 years. How about trying to solve these problems?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I'm in many ways in the middle, but I just thank you so much for having those ladies on, and thank you, you know, for keeping this discussion alive.
They're very classy ladies. They were very good in between the we were on the commercials. They were talking here, but it should be a very interesting event. And boy, I hope people sign up for it because, like I said,
absolutely. I hope you guys can go. I really do. I think you guys would be great there.
No, we'll be in the back row anyway. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dylan.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with news headlines. We'd love to talk about the Better Angels program. They have an event February 23rd, 11 to 2:30. More information about on Facebook, on WKOK's Facebook page. So, yeah, I just share the info. That's there. We can talk about that. Our email topics relate to, let's see, transgender individuals in the U.S. military, Covington kids, and the Indian drummer. President Trump discriminating or not discriminating would be the real way to word that. And living without an income are the subjects of our messages that we've received. But we have open phones, too. 1-800-795-9565 isn't just a series of random digits. It's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, December. Those are the months of the year. What's with making revolutions? Resolutions, whatever they're called, only at the beginning of the year. Grandmom says there are 12 whole months to make changes and that everyone should start simple. She told her friends at her yoga class how simple it is to get their prescription switched to our hometown pharmacy. Then they won't waste hours waiting in line. There's a good revolution. Don't waste time.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today. Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland, Trotz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg, and the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
Did I say revolution? I meant to say resolution. Oh, you heard what I meant to say. I wonder if any of my friends made resolutions, and what's with old Lang Syne? This kid wants some new Lang Syne.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, Mark Lawrence, Joe McGranahan has the day off, so Ben Reichle is here. We appreciate Ben coming in. And we have an open line, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236 if you are a Text Connect member. We'll start out with roads that are open. Route 61 is open at the Hamilton Underpass. Route 45 is open at Housel's Run Road. Both of those were blocked by ponding yesterday. Shakespeare Road still listed as closed between Route 45 and Hobbs Road. Authorities say at least three people, including the gunman, are dead after a man opened fire at a hotel bar in State College and then again at a home. This is from PennLive.com reporting the story. That's on WHTM-TV, saying the first shooting happened around 10:30 last night at the P.J. Harrigan Bar and Grill on Atherton Street in State College. The bar is inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, about 2 miles from the Penn State campus. The Center Daily Times reports that Jordan Whitmer, a 21-year-old from Bellefonte, shot and killed Dean Beachy, a 62-year-old from Millersburg, Ohio, at the bar. Whitmer then shot another man and a woman who was either his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend at the bar. State College police say he then drove away, went into a home, and shot and killed a man inside that home before shooting and killing himself. So, boy, tough situation involving in-state college. Very bizarre story there. And WHTM-TV, PennLive.com, and Center Daily Time, we thank them for their reporting and all of that delivered to us by the Associated Press. So that story still evolving there. One of Pennsylvania's U.S. senators is calling for a compromise to end the now 35-day-old partial government shutdown. Republican U.S. Senator Pat Toomey says the obvious, necessary solution is a compromise. He says Thursday's votes demonstrate that neither the president's proposal nor the Democratic proposal will get enough support. He says there is a deal that can be made that improves improves border security, including physical barriers where they make sense, and delivers on some Democratic priorities. Senator Toomey's full statement's available at WKOK.com. But Senator Casey has a different view on all of this, and he was talking yesterday.
During a visit to the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank, U.S. Senator Bob Casey placed the blame for the shutdown squarely on President Donald Trump, saying his unwillingness to abandon his demand for federal funding for a southern border wall has brought us to where we are.
We can't allow one politician or two to shut down the government and use it as a political appropriations weapon every time they don't get their way. If we do that, we'll have at least 400 or 535 people that will have the power, or try to exercise the power, to shut the government down when you don't get your way.
Casey says the priority must be to reopen the government now so workers can get paid and assistance to those in need is not interrupted. I'm David Payne, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Boy, I'm moved by that statement.
Well, I don't know. Why can't we all
Bob
get along?
Casey got probably thousands of followers.
You don't like the Casey,
oh,
huh?
He's fine, but Bob, come on. Come out with a little more spine there.
Okay. Yeah, don't say the other words. All right. Finally, we are about, you and I and all our listeners are about to enjoy some irresponsible behavior. State Senator Jake Corman says it is irresponsible to talk about legalizing marijuana in Pennsylvania. But that didn't stop the Wolf administration yesterday from opening a conversation about legalizing pot in Pennsylvania. He announced that the lieutenant governor will hold a series of town hall style sessions on that subject, plus others. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, himself an advocate of legalizing recreational use of the drug, said he'll hold a listening session in each of Pennsylvania's 67 counties in the coming months and otherwise accept comments submitted online or through other means. He says, quote, it's about starting the conversation for legalizing recreational marijuana in Pennsylvania, unquote. Fetterman told the AP in an interview Thursday. The idea has Governor Tom Wolf's blessing barely a week into his second term in a new partnership with Fetterman. The move comes weeks after the Democratic governor easily won re-election, changed his tune on legalizing recreational pot, saying the state should take a serious look at it. But State Senator Jake Corman reiterated that it is an irresponsible conversation to even discuss legalizing pot.
It's going to happen. They're going to work out the economics of it so that the state can get as much money as they can from it. And probably what's going to happen, I'm going to just throw this out, is that this will be the chip to legalize marijuana, and then the Republicans will pull something like, gas tax on shale drilling, or, you know, they'll have their chips, so they'll give in. But this is coming. It's just a matter of time to how they work it out. But the story I think is interesting, because I saw this nationally yesterday when I was traveling, was York Haven, Pennsylvania. You see this on
just the alligator?
The alligator.
I did see that.
I mean, Wally Gator. He's the greatest alligator in the swamp, I think the song goes. But the gentleman who has a emotional support alligator. And I think that's pretty interesting. So he has a 5-foot emotional support alligator, and he also has then a little alligator called Scrappy, but the big alligator is called Wally. So that is very much emotional support.
It's a service. It's a service pet, too, so you have to let him in. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Lance, we're going to give you your minute of fame, and then we're going to take a quick break. We've got emails and text stacking up, so Lance, go right ahead.
I had about 10 minutes, but what I called about was, I know, 6 families who have red voters and blue voters. Now, back when the red voters, back when the blue voters held sway, no of the red folks, discs or otherwise, quit talking to the blue, right? However, when Trump was elected, all but one, the opposite happened. And it was really amazing, our family included, and we've since reconciled, but only one of the others have. I mean, it was really nasty. So it was just, thinking we're the ones that are supposed to be, just the narrow-minded bigots all the time, but, who really, in that case anyway, was one fellow who said that he saved an awful lot of money at Christmas this year. Said they talk politics at Thanksgiving. So, bye-bye.
Well, you know, like I said, intolerance, or, you know, you can throw whichever words, but I think there's some interesting comments, something where a young lady, young man goes off to college, you know, realizes her parents just maybe don't get it, and then the comments are when they're in their early 30s, they were making comments that, you know, it's amazing how much my parents have learned since I went to college, you know, type of deal. And also, too, you know, there's a saying that if you're young and not liberal, you probably don't have a heart. When you get older, and if you're not a bit more conservative, you might not have a brain. So, you know, when you look at some of these things, it's sort of interesting. And hopefully your life experiences should dictate, you know, your learning. And hopefully you apply that.
All right. Thank you so much, Lance.
Kid who left home as a conservative Christian girl and came back from college, a cross between Madeline O'Hare and Dor Gloria Steinem.
Good for her. Well, glad to hear it. All right. Thank you, Lance. Appreciate the call. The daughter grew up while she was at school. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. You can do as three individuals have done, and that's email us at onthemarketwkok.com. And as one individual has done repeatedly, text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
I'm just enjoying the bumper music, Eric Clapton. Boy, this is good stuff. Love it. All right. Thank you so much, Rob Center, doing a fabulous job all week. How about it? Gluing all the pieces together for Sunrise and On the Mark. So we very, very much appreciate all of his hard work.
You're probably a bell-bottom blues type of guy, right?
I like it all. It's all good. On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. Please go visit Ernie or Austin or the rest of the team over at the Kia dealership and let them tell you something that only they can say, that our vehicles have the highest owner loyalty of any vehicle made in the world. And that is a true statement, at least it is according to, what is it, Peabody or whatever the organization is that studies that sort of thing. More people have owned a Kia for 20 years than any other car brand, and that's because they love their Kia, and when they're ready for a new one, they upgrade. There's owner loyalty incentives and discounts, and I'll tell you what, Ernie and Austin are the guys to hook you up with some savings on a Kia. But if you decide that a Hyundai, which is perfectly logical that you would, or a Ford or a Lincoln would be the way to go, then you cross the river over to Routes 11 and 15. You can check it out well in advance at sunburymotors.com. And guess what? If they don't have it in their inventory, I'll tell you what, that seems unlikely. But if that is true, build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications online at sunburymotors.com. They would just love to do some good business with you. All right, first, the alligator. A Pennsylvania man says his emotional support alligator helps him deal with his depression. Joey Henney, age 65, said his registered emotional support animal named Wally likes to snuggle and give hugs despite being a 5-foot-long alligator. The York Haven man said he received approval from his doctor to use Wally as his emotional support animal after not wanting to go on medication for depression. Quote, I had Wally, and when I came home, I was around him and everything was okay, he said. My doctor knew about Wally and figured it worked, so why not? Wally was rescued from outside Orlando at 14 months and is still growing. Henney said Wally could be 16 feet long someday. And he says Wally eats chicken wings and shares an outdoor plastic pond with her small rescue alligator named Scrappy.
I guess every day the alligator doesn't eat you, that would make that, you not that, depressed, wouldn't it?
Right.
But, you know, if it works, Mark, I think I would say this. This is York Haven, so it's down...
Down by York, PA?
Yeah, which the governor is from. Maybe Governor Wolf should stop in and
he needs
some recreational marijuana to this gentleman as a test and see if that might be a little safer than the alligator.
Well, I think the alligator's safe. It doesn't seem to bite him. Likes to hug. I don't know how an alligator hugs.
Tell you what.
That's a small hug.
Yeah, I could... Snuggling with an alligator? Wow. There must be a joke somewhere.
The alligator hugged him until he didn't.
Yes.
All right, and that's that. One of our listeners heard my remark about the Covington Catholic kids and said, one thing's for sure, the standoff between the Covington Catholic high school kids and that Native American drummer Nathan Phillips was started by Phillips. Period. End of story. Watch the whole video. Well, I have watched the whole video, and it is painfully clear to absolutely everybody that it, not only is Phillips responsible for that standoff, but he was responsible for going in, trying to get into a Catholic shrine that's in Washington, D.C. on the same day, and tried to cause another confrontation as well. So, yeah, there's no argument about that. Yesterday we said that Mr. Trump has racist views, and one of our listeners says, not so. President Trump was so discriminatory that when he bought a golf club in Palm Beach, he opened the club to minorities. The club had been closed to minorities before that. So I think it was probably in compliance with laws, but I'm sure the president is changing his views slowly over time.
But the whole thing about what is interesting is Trump only became a racist and all this stuff after he got elected. You know, I'm sure, you know, you can find some things beforehand if people would want to look that they could question. But interesting that the left and the media never portrayed Donald Trump as anything beforehand compared to what they portray him now in regards. You look at that little bit. It's hard to imagine 90% coverage is negative of any president. Maybe James Buchanan. I don't know what MSNBC would say about him.
The newspapers with Fox the snake News on the masthead didn't
CNN.
Like him.
But sort of interesting take on what is exactly some of these terms that people describe. Harassment has been the people who have truly suffered harassment. Then you hear stories about somebody making a general comment. So some of these terms have gotten so wide in their definitions that almost everything can fit into
What is harassment?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you say, hey, Mark, that's a smart-looking sweater.
That's harassment.
It's not saying that, geez, and we've seen that. So interactions between males and females have almost become somewhat antiseptic at times because somebody might be afraid to compliment or say something that you don't know could be or could not be offensive.
This is my 1970s vintage zip-up sweater. So...
Looking good.
Thank you.
It's worn well.
As I was told in the next studio over, the 70s called and they want their sweater back.
Well, okay.
So, all right. One of our listeners sends us a note on the topic of, let's see, what do you have and what do you need? Why did we get? Because federal workers are living paycheck to paycheck just like everybody else. And to that end, they said, our listener Dave says, part of the problem is newer housing doesn't have much storage space, like a full attic. I have a big attic, and it contains the family history. One item is the trunk my great-grandparents used when they emigrated from Sweden in the 1850s, and my childhood toy box.
I think, Mark, both I, we looked at that and said, if you're 1850s, your great-grandparents had, get the antique roadshow in there or get the pickers in here, or you could probably make a lot of money off of that.
All right, another listener says, on the topic of not having enough money to live for a month without pay, good morning. I would like to see everyone hold their income for 1 month, not spend any of their income. they would see what these people are going through. If you have kids, a mortgage, a car loan, etc., how long would you last? Asked Bob, if we all had to do that. All right. And when I said that we should allow transgender individuals in the military, most people yesterday said, no, that is not the case. It would hurt readiness. But this listener sent us a note that said, during my visit to the scenic land of Southeast Asia, after being in the bush for a few days, I was just so darned happy to see the helicopter arrive and extract my team. I wouldn't care if it was J. Edgar Hoover in full female regalia flying that bird. Sexual preference is not foremost on the mind of any combat soldier, and the ban on transgender people is almost as stupid as a wall on the north border. Don't ask, don't tell seemed to be adequate, but Orange Man has a problem with transgender people. So let's gather the 30% of the population that blindly follows, and we'll put them in uniform so they can replace the trained troops we're firing.
No, I doubt there's 30% of the transgenders, but the point about readiness...
No, it's 30% of the blind followers of the Orange Man.
Yeah, I understand that, but so the emailer here might be missing something. If he's served, you want confident people.
And you think transgenders are incompetent?
No, whatever that may be. The question that's come up in the transgender is the physical capabilities. Well, I understand, as a military person told me, is the physical capabilities. And if you're changing your gender, have you compromised your physicalness? Now, if you pass the tests and you can do it, then you're going to serve. You're going to serve. But it's the deal with the firemen. When you want, they wanted to integrate people into the fire company, and you had to pass the test. Then to get some certain groups in, they had to lower the standards. Well, if you're going to a fire and you're hauling people out, you're getting hauled out of a fire, Mark, you want that person to be able to physically do the job.
Who do they allow in? Women?
Women that couldn't pass tests, they had to lower the standards. But what I'm saying is the standards to be a fire, let's say fire person, should be that. If a male or female meets those standards, they should do it. If a male can't meet those standards, they shouldn't be a fireman. But again, when you look at certain occupations, you have to do that, be it brain power, skill level, physicalness, whatever that you might have to have. It doesn't matter if it's male, female, whatever you want to be. Can you do the job?
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Stand by, Paul. We'll be right back. We got an unanswerable question on the line. Answerable questions would be, what can we do to break this logjam in Washington, D.C.? Should Ben and I go as observers or participants to the Better Angels Workshop on February 23rd? It's a blue-red workshop. They are looking for red participants. They got some blues signed up, but they need Republicans to step forward and say, okay, just this once, I'm willing to listen.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, we got open phones. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565. If there's any questions we haven't answered or viewpoints we haven't heard this week on Covington Catholic versus the Native American group, or we talked about abortion since the March for Life was underway. One of our emails relates to abortion, so we'll try to read that. And Paul has an unanswerable question. Good morning, Paul. You're on the mark.
Morning. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Lucifer the angel that was the right hand of God?
I have no idea. I don't remember that kind of stuff. I'm all gospel. Yeah, I don't need that. Oh, you're good. Okay. Ben's comfortable saying yes.
I'm just thinking
yes.
Lucifer had some... Didn't Lucifer turn against God and then became
the
devil?
He was called the fallen angel, correct?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's the way I remember it.
Yep,
is that,
let's
yeah.
say yes. Yeah, he had a Catholic upbringing across the glass.
Let's bring Rob, the good Philadelphia Catholic.
My question would be this. What changed Lucifer from being the right hand of God to more or less going against God's wishes? Does this mean that man is not supposed to change his attitudes or his thinking? Because if God created man in his image, then man should be perfect.
Well, real quickly, Paul, I think you can ask Flip Wilson. And Flip Wilson would tell you the devil made Lucifer do it.
How about that?
Well, I can't ask him because he's no longer on the air.
Or even on the planet, for that matter. All right, thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate the question. I had a feeling we wouldn't be able to answer that. We got one call coming in, but we have an email left over from yesterday on the topic of abortion. Given the passion of some people who oppose abortion, I wonder if these folks considered having their children sterilized. This would, of course, assure that their children would never be involved in an unwanted pregnancy. Oh, wait, how could parents make such a decision for a child? Would that even be appropriate for a parent to impose their beliefs on their children in such a permanent way? I hope we can all agree that a parent should do no such thing. Likewise, fellow citizens should not seek to impose their wills on their neighbor's health care. So that basically arguing that if you tell a woman she shouldn't and make it legal, illegal, she shouldn't have an abortion, and you're imposing your will on that woman. Another listener says, I'm sorry everyone gets in the military, is going through training, male, female, or else, to say they're not qualified, it is a disgrace. They put their life on the line for you, and some people who never served have the guts to put them down. Shame on you. Oh, did you hear the stupid comment this week? Were you listening that day?
Stupid for who?
Me.
Well, the person making the comment there, I'm not sure what the emailer describing. When you can't qualify for the military, that doesn't mean you don't meet their standards. And if you don't meet their standards and you can't do the job, it doesn't matter if you're male or female. So maybe the emailer should sort of take a step back and maybe be a little bit understanding that qualifications do mean something.
All right, Dave, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, good morning. I wasn't listening to the entire show this morning, but a quick question about the wall and the shutdown. Would there be such a way of doing it as just like, first of all of Senate and Congress getting together and saying, going down through a list of questions and saying, first of all, do we need any kind of defense on the border, yes or no? And get a raise of hands and then ask the next question of, okay, should we do it electronically or with some type of a barrier, yes or no? And go at it that way until you start getting to the point where, okay, we're at a point now where we got to decide, and let's nip at a little bit at a time rather than saying, okay, we're going to build a wall, or no, we're not going to build a wall, and I'm going to dig my heels in, and you're going to dig your heels in, and we're going to act like babies.
Well, Dan, here, one of the things yesterday is the Coast Guard's not being paid, so they had a single amendment on paying the Coast Guard. It came to vote, and the Democrats, didn't want to play along. So that was an amendment that would allow the Coast Guard to be paid, and they couldn't even go along with that. So, it goes back and forth.
I even had a thought. My son works for the federal prison system, and it's like, well, if nobody shows up to the federal prison system, is something going to be done? Are they going to say, well, okay, that they're all inside their cells, so they're safe, but they're not being fed, or, nobody's going to watch them.
Nothing's
so we'll just
happening.
Let it go at that.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave. Oh, go ahead. Last sentence. Go ahead.
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Dan, we're going to give you the last word. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. I'll answer the question, what made Lucifer become the devil? It was one of the seven deadly sins, pride. Lucifer decided he could become God, that he could do a better job, and he was jealous. He wanted to throw God off the throne, and he wanted to become God. So that's the reason Lucifer fell and became the devil. and he's been fighting God's program ever since.
All right.
Thanks, Dan.
Yep. Thank you so much,
Dan. You guys
Dan.
Have a great week and a great week of programs.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Hey, congratulations to Mike Mussina, Montoursville, Hall of Fame pitcher for the Orioles and the Yankees.
He's still not talking to me, though. He gets famouser by the day.
I see him.
He will return my messages.
Number of times a month.
Oh, do you? Okay. Well, tell him to call me back. You're listening to On the Mark on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.